Some Ascension, Wisconsin hospitals are developing plans to outsource their ICU doctors to a staffing agency based in Tennessee. It's Thursday, August 14th, and this is Wisconsin Today Morning News. Good morning, I'm Alex Crow. Coming up on the show today, supporters of redistricting reform in Wisconsin are calling partisan gerrymandering efforts a mistake. And what do federal changes and rules for food dyes mean for Wisconsin's ice cream makers? Stay with us.
Thank you to the donors who make Wisconsin Public Radio possible. There are more than 50,000 of you. Your generosity delivers essential news, thought-provoking conversations, and inspiring music to listeners all over Wisconsin and beyond. Your support makes a difference in people's lives every day. Thank you.
A Wisconsin hospital network will outsource some of their ICU doctors to an out-of-state staffing agency. As Anya Van Wagtendonk reports, the move reflects private equity's growth into every level of healthcare.
Ascension Wisconsin confirmed it will replace doctors in some ICUs using a private equity-backed company. A spokesperson said it's to, quote, better align staffing and resources. Nursing staff at one Ascension hospital say they're concerned that this will put patients and themselves at risk. Zoe Kernodal studies the business of healthcare at the University of North Carolina, Chapel Hill. She says both sides have a point. Hospitals run on tight margins, and healthcare outcomes after private equity gets involved is mixed at best.
It's neither all bad, and it's certainly not all good. It's always more complex than it seems in healthcare because there are usually not great other options in these circumstances.
Research also shows that private equity increases cost to patients. Anya Van Wagtendonk, Wisconsin Public Radio.
Just 1 month after retiring from the Green Bay Packers, Mark Murphy is returning to football. The former Packers president and CEO has joined the University of Wisconsin-Green Bay Division I athletic program as its inaugural executive-in-residence. Murphy will have an office in the Kress Event Center Athletics offices on the UW-Green Bay campus. He'll focus on fundraising and mentoring coaches and staff. In a statement, Murphy said he was excited to get back to his roots in college athletics at a school that is so connected to the community. Before joining the Packers in 2007, Murphy was an athletic director at Colgate University and Northwestern University. Chancellor Mike Alexander says Murphy's passion for the region and his, quote, incredible qualities as a leader will inspire the campus. Supporters of redistricting reform in Wisconsin are calling partisan gerrymandering efforts a mistake. Rich Kramer has more on their reaction to efforts to change maps in Texas and California.
GOP lawmakers in Texas are pushing new voting maps to help Republicans keep their majority in Congress for another 2 years. In California, maps are drawn by an independent redistricting commission, but Democratic Governor Gavin Newsom says his state will sidestep it and respond to efforts in Texas with new maps of their own. Yuseli Flores is a director for the Wisconsin Fair Maps Coalition, which advocates for an independent redistricting process. She says the escalating partisan battle over maps won't end well.
We can't save democracy by suppressing voters, and this has to be an opportunity to think about a new process and standards, especially in Wisconsin.
Flores says coalition members are undeterred and will continue their push for independent redistricting. Rich Kramer, Wisconsin Public Radio.
As crashes rise among all-terrain and utility vehicles, the Natural Resources Board discussed loopholes in the law yesterday that could be affecting safety. Wisconsin has seen at least 25 fatal ATV and UTV crashes this year. Use of the recreational vehicles has surged since the COVID-19 pandemic, with a record 500,000 registrations in 2024. Jake Holzclaw with the Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources told the board that more than half of the 40 fatal crashes last year involved alcohol. But he says any citations for operating an ATV or UTV while intoxicated would not affect an individual's driver's license.
First offense is a civil forfeiture, so it's not a crime. Second offense and above would be a crime. But again, you don't lose your license.
Holzclaw added that anyone who has a license that's been suspended or revoked could still operate an ATV or UTV. Coming up, the owner of a Wisconsin creamery tells us how new federal rules on food dyes will affect ice cream makers. Stay with us.
If you've never given before, but you look forward to listening to WPR every day, that's a sign it's time to donate. It means that WPR is important to you, and you are important to us. We're listener-supported radio, which means we count on money from people like you to make the programs possible. Make your first-ever contribution today at WPR.org. Thank you.
And finally, under new federal rules, America's favorite frozen treat will see a colorful makeover by 2028. According to the International Dairy Foods Association, 90% of the country's ice cream supply will remove 7 artificial dyes, such as red 3 and yellow 6. Leaders from the association joined Health and Human Services Secretary Robert F. Kennedy Jr. earlier this year to make the announcement. But what do these federal changes mean for Wisconsin's Dairyland? Karen Kelly is co-owner of Kelly Country Creamery in Fond du Lac. This year marks the creamery's 16th season in operation. So your family has developed hundreds of ice cream flavors throughout its 16-year history. There is a science behind this process. So how exactly does the creamery create and develop these flavors?
For one, we're a very creative family, so we're always looking at things that we enjoy, but we also look out at the market and see where the trends are, see any new products on the market that might be able to be incorporated into a flavor, and just listening to consumers when they come in and what they like and don't like.
It sounds like there's a lot of give and take. You're obviously listening to the public quite a bit. We mentioned at the beginning, there are some ice cream makers across the country that have until 2028 to eliminate artificial dyes. I'm curious, what do you think about the decision?
I think there's a good decision. I think there's consumers are becoming more aware of different things that's in their foods. However, there are going to be those consumers that just like what they like and aren't going to take that into consideration when they're purchasing, because ice cream is an indulgence, and I think they will choose to have that once or twice in the summertime or something like that, where others will come every week and get something.
Your creamery, you're already making some adjustments to meet this deadline. How exactly are the new rules going to impact you guys directly?
It's a process that you're going to have to go through. For us to make the changes that we need, the manufacturers of the ingredients have to make those changes first. It's going to be a little give and take, I think. And we also have to understand that sometimes changing these to all the all naturals might be more expensive than they are in the format that they are now.
You mentioned it's kind of a process. Do you have any idea how long it would take to switch out those dyes for a different ingredient and then bring it to market?
That is definitely going to depend on our suppliers for the ingredients. There's ways of swapping things out individually, and that's another process because not every supplier is going to carry everything that you need. So you might have to work with several different suppliers all across the country.
And it's also a matter of supply chain, right? The supply chain costs could possibly increase with a change like this. Is that correct?
Yes.
When it comes to how much you guys actually keep on hand, it's not like you can just make a change and the next day everything is going to be different. You guys obviously have to have some sort of stockpile on hand, right?
You definitely have to plan ahead in your production process. We've started to make some of those changes using some of the natural dyes, but we have 67 flavors that do not have artificial dye in them at the creamery. But in the ice cream business, consumers buy with their eyes. Little kids want a green ice cream. Even if they don't like mint, they still want the green ice cream and will try to eat it. That's a big thing. And when you use the natural colors, they're not going to be quite as vibrant as you have in some of the artificial dyes.
Yeah, it's not even just for kids, right? I think to Blue Moon ice cream here in Wisconsin, that's something that could possibly be affected, right?
Definitely.
Karen, This is an interesting fact. Americans eat 4 gallons of ice cream each year. That's according to the International Dairy Foods Association. How do you think this is going to affect that? Do you think consumers, some people will eat more ice cream now without these dyes? Do you think some people will eat less?
I think for some people, they will get that special treat maybe more often than they once were. Some moms that are more concerned about those types of things that are in products are watching the markets on all different things, not just ice cream. So if I think some of those changes are made, I think there are going to be people that will start eating it again.
Karen, thanks for joining us. We appreciate it.
You're welcome.
That was Karen Kelly, owner of Kelly Country Creamery in Fond du Lac. Kelly discussed how ice cream makers are removing artificial dyes from their ice cream by 2028 under new federal rules. And finally, a quick check of your forecast before letting you go for this Thursday. A flood warning remains in effect for parts of southeastern Wisconsin today, and that includes Waukesha and Ozaukee counties. Mostly sunny across the state today, pretty pleasant with no rain in the forecast. High temperatures in the 70s and 80s, but we could see some rain moving back in across the state later on tonight, with low temperatures down into the 60s. And that'll do it for this Thursday. Thanks for joining us for Wisconsin Today Morning News. I'm your host, Alex Crow, and our producers today were Courtney Everett and John Davis. As always, have a great rest of your day. We'll talk to you again soon.